We're starting.
And they were a lot of fun. You get paid for it.
All right. The June 15th, 2017 House Vets and Emergency Preparedness Committee is now open. We are going to start, as we do on Thursdays, with remembering why we're here. On Saturday, June 10th, so just 5 days ago, three U.S. Army soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, were killed and one was wounded when an Afghan Army soldier opened fire on them in an attack in eastern Afghanistan. The Pentagon identified them as Sergeant Eric Houck, 25, of Baltimore, Maryland. He was married with two children. Sergeant William Bays, 29 years old, of Barstow, California. He was married with three children. And Corporal Dylan Baldridge, 22, of Youngsville, North Carolina. Their caskets returned on Monday at Dover, and Vice President Pence attended, as is custom. The Afghan soldier was killed in the counterattack. A spokesman for the Taliban said in a statement that a Taliban loyalist had infiltrated the Afghan army just to attack foreign forces. Such insider attacks have happened before, as we know. In March 2017, another Afghan soldier was killed after he opened fire on foreign forces, wounding three U.S. soldiers. Saturday's attack comes at a time when the U.S. is weighing a decision to send up to 5,000 more soldiers to Afghanistan. Remember that we have 8,400 currently there. And as I'm told, former General, now Secretary Mattis, has been given the ability to increase as necessary. So truly, the work of making sure that the folks who go are taken care of when they come back continues. And I, again, wanted to emphasize that even though it's page 27 on the back of the newspapers these days, our job still matters on making sure that the military family is taken care of. So, with that, I want to start with a little bit of good news. Just got out of the Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee, and the several bills that we put forward, including, which I think is the crown jewel of this process, the new Advisory Committee Grant Fund Program, the Campus Veteran Program, and a couple others, as well as the Veterans Budget, were put forward. I want to just take, for the record, it was a nearly unanimous vote. Representative Nierman wanted to point out that 97% is what we got to as far as expectations, and there's an expectation that we will get some more in capital bonding, as well as if a couple other fees come in, there is a veterans apportion for it. So whether we were shooting for 29 or 30 million, the fact of the matter is that we're sitting at 29 right now that just moved out, plus some additional assistance that really hasn't been counted yet but is in the Oregon Health Authority budget for mental health care that will be for veterans as well. You know, our work is not over. We need to still try to push as much as we can to get what we can for the folks. But I got to tell you, Senator Hansel and Senator Monroe both, as well as Senator Johnson and certainly Representative Gomberg and Representative Noble, they tore apart every couch the state had to try to find, because as we know, in those subcommittees, they can only go through the budgets of their agencies. We are also working on some other subcommittees to find some other money. But what they could do so far, I think, is absolutely in line with what the voters wanted. And the programs, I think, are going to be truly life-changing. So work is not done, never is done until the final gavel goes, but I'll just be honest. I thought we'd be 3 or 4 million farther behind by now than we are, and we're not, because of the hard work of your subcommittee. Representative Meek, thank you for continuing to do that. And again, I know that you're going to continue to try to find some more change that are sitting under couches here and there. So I think in a building that right now is driving a lot of us nuts, I think that's actually a good story for today. So that's there. Yes, sir.
I'm curious, mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, where are they compared to the 15-17 budget from the general fund? Because that's the key right there to me.
Well, counting the general fund and the other pieces.
Not the other. Well, yeah, I guess you would, but excluding the lottery.
Yeah, excluding the lottery. That's what I'm saying. Excluding the lottery, they're about 8.5. But there's another 2.5 that is in capital construction that would go for the bonding authority.
So we still cut them $6 million.
Well, the bonding authority was actually in the governor's general fund. Mm-hmm. So it's actually closer to about 2.
Okay.
And that's what we're trying to fight for.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that because we can't shortchange our veterans.
Nope.
What was that, 85% of the people or 80-some mm-hmm. percent of the people voted for that?
Yep.
I hate to see us make that mistake.
I think at the end of the day, it's going to be, again, I anticipated that the subcommittee was not going to be where they're at right now.
Well, we've all been involved in this forever and trying yep. to get this done, so we yep. would like to see it happen to yep. come to fruition.
A little more work to do, but it's on the right yep. track.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Right.
Thank you. yeah. So what I had anticipated today or hoped to do was we were going to report on work groups. But I understand the Republicans have a caucus, mm-hmm. and we have floor at 4. So what I want to do, if that's acceptable, is roll the work group discussions. I know that there's a presentation and some things that we're going to be bringing forward. I'd like to move that to Tuesday the 20th, if that's acceptable, this coming Tuesday. And remind everybody that on the 22nd, we are having a tour of the Oregon Emergency Management Facility. I'm looking forward to seeing the ham radio hub network as well as some other things. We need a head count for that. You can make it.
22nd.
And I had planned on our party being on the 22nd, but then I found out that there's a sign you die party on the 22nd, so we're not going to be doing our party on the 22nd.
I suggest we move that.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to move that.
just a suggestion.
Duly really heard and noted. And so what? What we're going to do is we're going to throw some dates out that you can send back.
Only once.
What I'd like to look at is the following week, so not the 20th or 22nd. But that following week of June, a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Okay? If that can be a possibility, let me know which one works, and we'll try to accommodate.
It's the 20th for the tour?
20th for the work group discussion.
Okay.
22nd for the tour. And then the following week.
Anderson Readiness Center?
Yes, Anderson Readiness Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the following week, we may or may not have meetings, but we hopefully will have the ability to get together. And where I'm going to propose that we go to, if you haven't been there, is the place that the Veterans Caucus met before at the pub downtown.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool place.
It's Heroes, owned by a veteran. Heroes Tap House, that. Which is owned by three Marines and an Army guy.
Okay.
So it's a cool place.
Air Force, we're fine. Well,
yeah, they're not Air Force. No, I know.
I have the 20 Marines?
Out for veterans.
3.
And who are the other?
One Army.
Okay, that's good.
Like that's fair. That's fair ratio. Yeah, I get it.
No Air Force. Yeah.
So I have the 20th already blocked out for Veterans so Committee and
good,
the 22nd.
Good.
So
we sent it out that way, but I just wanted to confirm because I know everybody's schedule has been changing because of committees. Last thing I wanted to emphasize, really last two things, is number one, between now and Friday, so
next Friday.
Tomorrow?
Next Friday.
Oh, next Friday.
Between now and next Friday. If you could email me back topics, ideas you'd like to have that we've not set out for work groups already that you'd like us to think about over the interim, okay? We have a general theme of some of the things that have been brought before us. I'm pretty certain on several of them we want follow-ups. But if there's new ideas, new things you want us to bring in, I want to make sure and make that available. Vice chairs, if you can get me those lists, that'd be great. And then the other last thing I wanted to emphasize is there are still a couple of lingering bills that were our emergency management priorities that need a little extra help down the stretch. The one that I really hope that we can – actually, there's two I hope we can work on. I want to make sure and take care of Representative Lewis's private dam owner's bill and unlodge whatever we need to do to get that moving. And I know it was connected with something else.
It's still, while it was referred by Speaker on the 18th of April, and it's still sitting in Ways and Means.
Ways and Means. So we got to talk to them about getting it. Yeah.
What I ask us as a committee to do is to work our networks and just remind folks this one is relatively cheap and easy because it's associated with the other budget, and it's something that, oh, by the way, you know, will save lots of lives.
What bill number is that?
3427A. It's the emergency action plan requirement for private dam owners. And the last one.
Dam bill.
Yeah, that dam bill.
That dam bill.
The other one is House Bill 2687, which is the Lend-Lease program. Now, I know we're not going to get the $10 million that we requested, but if we can even get 4 or 5, it will help a lot of small communities, small districts, small cities that don't have the means to buy an extra generator, to buy an extra vehicle, to buy the tools that they need for pre-deployment.
Maybe set up for grants, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So if you know, whatever subcommittees you're on, if you can nudge a little bit on that, again, I'm hearing feedback from the counties that it would really be helpful. And unfortunately, a lot of the counties I'm talking with aren't the ones that have really big voices here. So we want to make sure and make their voice bigger.
Especially the coastal communities.
Yeah, coastal communities. So,
quick question.
Yeah.
Back to scheduling, just because I want to make sure I have it in there. When was the visit?
22nd.
2:45.
2:45 on the 22nd, tentative.
Okay, so it would just be in place of committee.
Yes. Yeah. We tried to make it simple so that if you scheduled the committees all the way through, then you just fill up a time there.
But 2:45.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Great. Yep. The good news is it's literally just down State Street. So if you miss the bus.
We can find State Street. We ought to be able to find it.
Yeah, you got to be able to find it. That's right. That's right. So does that sound like a fair plan for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll email back out kind of the work groups that we've established and we're going to be talking about. And then if you have ideas that you want, please give them to your vice chairs and send them in, or just send them in directly. And then if you can, send me a date that works best for you for the party or the get-together. So I can give the guys at the tap house, the Heroes Tap House, a heads up. And then the last thing really on my agenda today is Mr. Volk wants to get a head count for an event tomorrow. So,
well, actually for the readiness center, the 22nd.
Mm-hmm. They wanted it for the groundbreaking.
No, not.
Okay. He does not need a head count for the groundbreaking. Yeah. But tomorrow there is a groundbreaking that we may get to go to.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It kind of depends on the floor.
What time is it here? It's just...
It's 11:30 at the potentially new headquarters on Gear Avenue or Gear Street.
Yeah, you can't find that in MapQuest. But it's
basically near the Anderson Readiness Center. It's right behind where Gear Park is. Can't miss it. Tough. Okay.
But a head count for the 22nd tour.
Okay. Head count for the 22nd tour.
Plus one staff.
Two,
you
three.
Salem boys are going to have to show us how to get there because I don't know anything about Salem.
It's just past the prison on State Street.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, no, I know where that is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do.
The big house.
Yeah. And again, there's room for every member plus a staff.
Oh, it's the...
if you'd like to.
That's
the Anderson Reading Center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Plus one staff member.
One, maybe two.
The one behind all the fence.
Two, one.
Yeah.
And Representative Boone probably won't be here, so you got a little bit of...
Representative Post.
Definitely me. And, okay. And put a maybe next to...
Okay. For staff. Okay, one and one.
Look. I'll go for that, too.
One and one, okay. Mm-hmm. One and one.
Mm-hmm. And
hopefully.
Is it one and one? Or?
Yeah, he said two.
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 One and one. Let's put Parrish down for two, just in case. Meek is saying two, and Representative Lewis, two. You want to step?
One and possibly one other. Myself and possibly one other.
Okay. All right. Any other things that you'd like to talk about as a committee before we let you get back to your caucus?
Well, let's talk about the party, Mr. Chair.
Okay, let's talk about the party.
I just don't want to make sure that we don't give much alcohol to the Air Force because they'll be dancing on the tables.
So there is that, yes.
We want to avoid that.
That's true. I'm not very pretty dancing on the table.
Yeah.
I'm not pretty generally, but maybe 6:30-ish. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday that week, and we'll get the same kind of stuff we had for the last Feds Caucus,
sure.
And it'll be a good evening. I think by then we'll know more about where we are in the budget and where we are on some of the other bills.
Yeah.
Any other comments for the good of the order? All right. See you back on the floor.
Yeah,
Tuesday we'll have discussions about work groups. Expect an email. Thank you. And this hearing is now concluded.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
This hearing is now concluded.